Okay, this is called Off Worlds. How come untethered back to command or plan, the cult of glitches? Disperse, boss of all patterns, organize your original beauty. Civil engineers as angels don the DNA on slip, fez on night shift, invader leptons themselves in the come down. Not body-based theory, but another accounts for dignity. The greatest moments in Russian history as told by an activist, for example, her century needed her. Or your medieval cities arise, not privative pathology, not a performance in arms that becomes flammable, an essay of twin truism and survival. No, 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 not that, not that, not that. The clericalisms, the nails of martyrdom, bullets come in sizes. Not flag signals to make our deletions work, how you might live on expanding your code from stress points of memory, how this is normal. I dreamed this, I drugged this. I was an anthology considering conceptual possibilities in the economic downturn. I carried many others where shelter. A mind stream presents itself. Cool water, a tidal pool of future entity, an intellectual conundrum on micro-ouvert consciousness, a makeshift abbreviation or torrent of semantic power that can be translated into delectable things to imbibe as our journey continues. Consider immateriality, its textures, its playful corridors. How secular can you get before you are back in cement on the floor praying release? It was a city built from the bottom of a bowl, then tipped over the edges. It built itself, an ever-flowing warren of pathways, an echo of neural exchange in Medina power. You could buy, you could sell, you could buy, you could sell, you could buy, buy, you might sell, sell, buy, 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 sell, buy, sell, buy, buy, sell, sell. You could study and be the suckless thinker of all past and future times. The future was struggle. The future was taking off, if one could scribe and fasten around the old days, the old codes. Could fashion a fluid Arabic that no crimes be committed. Do not poison the Nazarene. I swear this. Crush identity. A creature in error, never perfect. Victims in the long performance of an afternoon. Cruelty we will escape from. I promise, escape autocracy, plutocracy. I am just the blockbuster for you. To Deleuze, you say gracias. To the other, you whisper your need for cross-cultural genres to slide into the semantic mix. I will spell it right this time. I will spell it right this time. You say, biting your attention deficit disorder tongue, your autistic nerve reversal. You are unwilling to walk alone on hot sand. You want a new cosmology, cooler, less insistent. Even demand of instant becomes obsolete, though moment still could be grand. This is our moment, be uttered as in a cone of archive, our moment. Can you work without sun over you, warming you, or survive deep in the red luminescent ocean floor without a bell jar? How will you be recognized? Human without a war? The not knowing true language, one knows all the hypnagogic possibility of sensation of instant relays, suggests a story. Tell me what it is. Tell me your antics for this lift off, this send off, as they wave their multi-activated tentacles, one for every day of the year, although that calendar insists and resists use when the frequency marginalizes all those old strategies. You were an octopus or saint of imagination. Take your pick, but not planning. That was a word that we dismissed long ago, strategy. It was male. It was war. It was not making progress. It was tied to scheming and a miserable plot of critical lingo takeover. It was tied to male artists singing to themselves in a circle, howling to have moon take notice, moon take notice. Please, cold deal moon, please take notice as we imitate your borrowed life. It was a drumming ritual. It was a plaintive wail for more nourishment of the woman who wasn't coming to the ringside. Don't get me wrong, I love the men, the poet men of linguistic enterprise. She was busy at the inexplicable. She was busy at the ready. She was still arguing, but in a new psychic way, in silent screaming. And her story was not confusing. It was simple. Tell me what it is. Tell us what it is. It is a pedagogy in itself. You can carry it anywhere. The Reds were coming. A bifurcation. A bifurcation. A bifurcation. And the city. Parents with wings and a pantry. A fourth floor walk-up window. A finette on the stars. A defenestration often recorded by women, although frequently performed by men. They would do this blindfolded so as to avoid their mothers throwing the girl a bone. A bone with a trigger. But the girls write the ritual down on animal skins. It will be studied later in a cave, trying to distinguish between a cave down low and an independent window high on the fourth floor. That's not enough to jump from, not enough to jump from. Making a metaphorical leap is the magic. Masking a delusionment with your culture, its city, living transportation problems unsolved, but going up, you going up? Up, yes it is. Up, maybe it is like poetry. A long thigh bone. It was incised with tiny runes that give meaning to perseverance, to walking with children slung at back. And this thigh bone considers the other animals, your relatives, not strangers, and the use the others have, those, don't get me started, those, so she is never, never tamed. She is swinging it over her head as a cheerleader with baton. She is trained as a cheerleader. Then she is taken under a desk to dive the demons down when the Reds might be coming, and sirens wail and tell of meltdowns. Let's go off world, she thinks. This is it. How will I travel? How will I be? I want to cheer. She was suddenly in the upside down cup of her life, held and safe and covered with cloth, a blue, blue cloth. And it was a bowl she could see out of, surrounded by glass it was, other world looking in. Then there's a jaded relapse and shatter and another war. This is pedestrian. How can we ever return to the complex thigh-bone meditation? The tableau changes all over the planet as coasts give way, as empires tremble and fall or reconstitute even more implacably, and power builds towers to organize by. But that changes, you know that changes. And the dreams that there will be a waking up to everyone speaking in an unfamiliar tongue that even the trillionaires won't recognize when you no longer digitize the spoils. A brilliant reprisal. But being young years, the girl dreams in a way you never quite understand. How big is vocabulary? Did you know it all already? What creates the image of language in this dream? What is it you really hear? The sweet root of off-worlds, the collective searing whispers of all you ever could hear in your spare time, beyond ploy and seizure, beyond ploy and seizure. You will travel through this and be healed. Thank you.